Lesson 22, the 22nd lesson. Yesterday was the anniversary of the death of Vladimir Mayakovsky, the most talented Soviet poet. Our institute invited one of the professors from the Moscow University to give us a lecture on the life and work of this great master of verse, and we had a most interesting evening in our red corner. The professor illustrated his remarks with readings from Mayakovsky's works, and the evening closed with recitations by students of the poems which they liked best. The speaker told us that Mayakovsky was born in the year 1893 in Georgia. The year 1905 had found him on the side of the first Russian Revolution, although he was little more than a child then. In 1906, he was studying at the Moscow School of Engineering, and at the same time, he was working actively as an illegal propagandist in the Bolshevik underground organization. Before he was 16, he had already been in prison more than once. The professor said that Mayakovsky had been an active supporter of the Soviets from the very first days of the Great October Socialist Revolution, and that he had done all he could to work for the strengthening of the Soviet power. He had dedicated his genius entirely to the party and the working class. The lecturer said that until the day of his death, he had written regularly for the Soviet press, and that the peoples of our Union had always read and studied, were still studying, and would study his works for all time. He emphasized that one of the main characteristics of the genius of Mayakovsky had been his hatred of capitalism, his hatred of the bourgeois system. He had learned to speak to the masses. He had become the greatest singer of the Soviet epoch. The speaker said that the masses would always love and read Mayakovsky's poems. He concluded his remarks by quoting Stalin's words about the poet. Mayakovsky was and remains the best, the most talented of the poets of our Soviet epoch.